better treat me right. I'll eat up all your cotton, sleep in your granaries tonight. Machine, I'll eat up all your cotton. Can't buy no gasoline. Spider crawling up and down the wall. He must have been going to get his ashes home.
Jake Blunt with Bull Weevil. Today, my class put on the play of George Washington Carver and sang the heck out of that song. Couldn't have been prouder of those 18 kids. We had a young lady who played the heck out of a ukulele and directed the songs. I didn't have to sing even. I mouthed the words so they could see my face. But mighty proud of the kids in my class. This is Maggie Hunter, and I am your hostess for the next hour of great folk music. It's going to be kind of a mix of children's music, which is kind of a continuation of last week. I played some of the terrific musicians like Pete Seeger, Ella Jenkins, Woody Guthrie, who had some incredible music that, even though, honestly, it is just as appealing to any adult who loves great acoustic folk music, but these were early children's music pioneers. And today I'm going to play things that I think just appeal or remind me of children. But this is the penultimate week of school. Thank goodness. It's been a fantastic year, believe it or not. But I'm tired. And anyways, I can't help but think about just how I feel like one of the kids, just excited, counting down the days till I can stay home a little bit later and just plunge myself into a book without feeling guilty like I should be doing something else. Anyhow, well, next I'm going to play you a song by my friend Carl Jones. It's written originally as a poem. Carl likes to find old poem books, like, or I guess I should say poetry books. He's done several by James Whitcomb Riley, and then he sets them to music. This one, it was by a fella, sounds kind of German if you ask me, named J.H. Kurzenknabe, and it's called The Whistling Song. I believe he probably wrote the tune or at least rearranged it. It's good advice for kids.
It's better to whistle than wine, and better to laugh than to cry. For though it be cloudy, the sun so benign will light up the beautiful sky. Will light up the beautiful sky. It's better to whistle than whine, old man with a sorrowful brow. Go scatter the clouds, let the sun brightly shine, to cheer and to comfort thee now. To cheer and to comfort thee now. It's better to whistle than whine, oh mortal so weary with care. Thank God for the love and the peace that is thine, and blessings permitted to share. And blessings permitted to share. Better to whistle than whine, though cares may oppress thee today. Just remember this wise little maxim of mine, and whistle your whining away. Just whistle your whining away, everybody.
Root for the whole. Shalom, shalom. Side by side we live Salam Shalom. Salam Shalom. Salam Shalom. Side by side we sing Salam Shalom. Children of Israel, children of Palestine, all want a place to live, a time to shine. Salam Shalom, Salam Shalom, side by side we live Salam Shalom. Salam Shalom, Salam Shalom, side by side we sing Salam Shalom. Ancient sand, holy land. Time for the pain to heal, a time to mend and understand. Salam Shalom, Salam Shalom. Side by side we live Salam Shalom. Salam Shalom, Salam Shalom. Sister, brother, mother, father, learn a new dance, sing a new song, walk a new path, make a circle where we all belong.
Where we all belong. Salam Shalom. Side by side we sing Salam Shalom. Side by side we live Salam Shalom. Side by side we sing Salam Shalom.
That was a song written by Rafi and sung by, let's see who those children were. Let me find it on the CD here. The Edith Cavell Elementary School in Vancouver. And I could not help but choose that one because it is so upsetting to think about the children that live in Palestine and Israel that just probably don't understand why life is so tough right now for them. So says it's a dancing prayer for the Middle East where children just want to play in peace. Anyways, that was off Rafi's Songs of Compassionate Revolution, Resisto Dancing. Well, you heard a fella named Dan Zanes. He lives in New York and he always gets all of his friends to play. Now, even though they're children's albums and packaged as board books, so they're almost indestructible, they are just chock-a-block full of music that you would never know was just meant for the kids because they're not necessarily kids' songs like Pay Me, You Owe Me. You know, it's certainly not a children's song necessarily, Pay Me or Go to Jail, but kids love the feeling of his music. And he always has so many interesting people. You hear a little bit more of him in just a moment doing an African song called Siyahamba. But I just adore his records. We'll hear a little bit more from him later. But now we're going back. Oh, before that, you heard, how could I leave this out? You heard Athens' own Hawkproof Rooster doing their version of Take Me Back to the Ball Game. Those guys, I hope they do a children's album sometimes because just watching them in performance, I feel like a kid myself. They play old-time music and occasionally original songwriting stuff that they have done. But they're a couple, Charlie and Nancy Hartness, and they just, I think, are genius. And they always play with great people. So what you heard there, I think, was backed up by some folks from Atlanta. And but it was Take Me Out to the Ball Game. In a little bit, you're going to hear a very silly one about Beethoven. We'll get a little classy here on Just Folks. Now I'm going back to Carl Jones. This is a song that I've played for my class before and asked them what they feel like it means. Because I think one of the most important things about being a kid is learning to take it slow. That if you spend all your time wishing you were somewhere else, you're not enjoying where you are right now. And I'm pretty blessed that most of the kids I work with are in a good, safe, loving place. And, you know, I think this poem was pretty profound. It's a song called Two Pictures, but he took the poetry out of, again, one of these old books. So here we go. Here is Carl Jones and my brain's not working. James Bryan from the Rising Fawn String Ensemble doing Two Pictures.
With meadows wide, sweet with clover on each side, a bright-eyed boy who looks from out the door with woodbine wreathed about, and wishes his one thought all day. Oh, if I could but fly away, this dull spot, the world to see. How happy, happy, happy. How happy I should be. The city's constant din, a man who round the world has been, who mid the tumult and the throng is thinking, thinking all day long. Oh, if I could but tread once more the old worn path through the farmhouse door, once again that meadow see. How happy, happy, happy. How happy I should be. Thank you. How happy, happy, happy. How happy I should be.
See a humble cooking yanny quinkles. Just from the kitchen,
shoo-lie-loo,
with a handful of biscuits,
shoo-lie-loo.
Oh, Miss Bessie,
shoo-lie-loo,
fly away over yonder,
shoo-lie-loo.
Just from the kitchen,
shoo-lie-loo,
with a handful of biscuits,
shoo-lie-loo.
Oh, Miss Nancy,
shoo-lie-loo,
fly away over yonder,
shoo-lie-loo.
Just from the kitchen,
shoo-lie-loo,
with a handful of biscuits,
shoo-lie-loo.
Oh, Miss Story,
shoo-lie-loo,
fly away over yonder,
shoo-lie-loo. Jump from the kitchen,
shoo-lie-loo,
with the cats and the kittens,
shoo-lie-loo.
Oh, Miss Jojo,
shoo-lie-loo,
fly away over yonder,
shoo-lie-loo.
Just from the kitchen, a handful of biscuits,
shoo-lie-loo.
Hey, Mr. Daniel,
shoo-lie-loo,
fly away over yonder,
shoo-lie-loo.
Just from the kitchen,
shoo-lie-loo,
with a handful of biscuits,
shoo-lie-loo.
Oh, Miss Seneca,
shoo-lie-loo,
fly away over yonder,
shoo-lie-loo.
You are listening to Just Folks here on WUGA, the classic 91.7 and 94.5 FM. Hope I got those numbers right.
I'm a bow-legged chicken, I'm a knock-kneed hen. Never been so happy since I don't know when. Walk with a wiggle and a giggle and a squawk. Doing the Tennessee wigwalk.
Walk with a wiggle and a giggle and a squawk.
Doing the Tennessee wigwalk.
That was Dan Zanes and a whole bunch of friends doing the Tennessee Wig Walk. Before that, you heard Elizabeth Mitchell, who is kind of the Smithsonian's house kids music thing, now that Ella Jenkins is not doing that. What you heard there was Shoo Lai Lu, and she said she learned it from Bessie Jones from the Sea Island Singers on an old Alan Lomax produced record. Well, next you're going to hear, I think I'd already told you the people I was going to play a while ago, but in case you forgot, I did some Dan Zanes with Sia Hamba, as well as Dear Beethoven by Hawk Proof Rooster. Well, now we're going to head into some John McCutcheon territory. This is one of my favorite songs by him, Rubber Blubber Whale. Well, one of my favorite kids' songs. And then he starts it off with a song that it has been so many years since I've listened to this. I don't know if it's a story, because sometimes he's prone to do that, or if it's a song, but it's called Molly and the Whale, and it appears it goes straight into the Rubber Blubber Whale, which is a mouthful and fun to sing.
The screen door slammed as Molly burst through, crying,
Daddy, I've just got to talk to you. I've never seen such a thing before. It's a whale down at the shore. He's big and long and wide and tall. For me, I wasn't afraid at all. And he talked to me, and he sang me songs. Come on, Daddy, hurry up, because he can't stay long.
Her daddy looked up from watching TV, shook his head, and said,
Molly, the things that you see... There you are, telling stories, getting carried away. Now be a good girl. Just go out and play.
Dad! Oh, what's the use? Grown-ups don't understand that there's life in the sea, just like on the land. I wonder what it's like way down below.
As she walked on the shoreline... The screen door slammed as Molly burst through, crying,
Daddy, I've just got to talk to you. I've never seen such a thing before. It's a whale down at the shore. He's big and long and wide and tall. For me, I wasn't afraid at all. And he talked to me, and he sang me songs. Come on, Daddy, hurry up, because he can't stay long.
Her daddy looked up from watching TV, shook his head, and said,
Molly, the things that you see... There you are, telling stories, getting carried away. Now be a good girl. Just go out and play.
Dad! Oh, what's the use? Grown-ups don't understand that there's life in the sea, just like on the land. I wonder what it's like way down below.
As she walked on the shoreline, she heard...
Hello!
It's my whale! Hello!
Did you bring your dad?
No, he wouldn't come.
She said, kind of sad.
He doesn't believe. He thought that I lied.
The whale laughed.
Well, I'm not so surprised. You see, lots of people just don't understand how to talk to the wondrous things of the land, the animals, birds, the fish in the sea. But you know the secret. Now you talk to me. Tell me all about being a girl, having arms and legs and hair that curls and running in brand new tennis shoes. Because those are all things that I'll never do.
I wish you could do all the things that I like. We could go to the movies and ride on my bike. Or go to my grandma. She's got a horse. And eat chocolate chip cookies and ice cream, of course. Hey, can you breathe?
Why, sure. Even though I live way down there, I'm not a fish. I'm like you. I breathe air. So I have to come up to the top of the sea... And when I get back, the fishes all ask, What'd you see? So I have to go back. I can't stay here long, for I tell all the tales and sing all the songs of the world up here that they'll never know, because, of course, they all live down below.
So they talked, and they talked, and they talked some more. She strolled on the beach, and he swam just offshore. As the sun settled slow and their shadows grew long, Molly asked,
Why don't you have words to your song?
But I do,
said the whale.
If you listen just right, I'll tell you the secret.
Molly nodded.
All right.
I hear every story that's ever been told. I listen to everything, young and old, the dreams and the visions, the lies and the facts. I remember it all, and I carry it back. And every song that's ever been sung, from every land and every tongue, from every time and everything, that is in the song I sing.
Molly, dear, dinner's ready.
Mother called from the door.
I wish I could stay. I'd love to hear more.
She blew him a kiss, and the whale waved his tail. The whale and the girl and the whale. Then he swam off to the deep, still singing his song, as the sun settled slow and the shadows grew long.
Daddy bought me a rubber blubber whale. Daddy bought me a rubber blubber whale. How I love my rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber whale, blubber whale, rubber blubber, rubber blubber whale. Sister, she wanted my rubber blubber whale. Sister, she wanted my rubber blubber whale. Oh, you know I really love her, but she cannot have my rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber whale, blubber whale, rubber blubber, rubber blubber whale. Mama went and bought another rubber blubber whale. Mama went and bought another rubber blubber whale. How I love my rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber whale, blubber whale, rubber blubber, rubber blubber whale. Swimming with my rubber blubber whale. I took it to the water in a little yellow pail. How I love my rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber whale, blubber whale, rubber blubber, rubber blubber whale. And I took a bath with my rubber blubber whale. It went splish splash with its rubber blubber tail. How I love my rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber whale, blubber whale, rubber blubber, rubber blubber whale. And I'm gonna rub a dub my rubber blubber whale. I'm a-gonna rub-a-dub my rubber blubber whale. Rub-a-dub my rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber whale, blubber whale, rubber blubber, rubber blubber whale. Everybody rub-a-dub-you rubber blubber whale. Everybody rub-a-dub-you rubber blubber whale. Rub-a-dub-you rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber whale, blubber whale. Rub-a-dub-you rubber blubber whale. Everybody rub-a-dub-you rubber blubber whale.
This is a song about an inchworm. He's called an inchworm because he's exactly 1 inch long. He's very good at arithmetic, and you can use him to measure the marigolds. Now you be the inchworm and sing his song about arithmetic. It goes like this. 2 and 2 are 4. 4 and 4 are 8. 8 and 8 are 16. 16 and 16 are 32. You try it.
2 and 2 are 4. 4 and 4 are 8. 8 and 8 are 16. 16 and 16 are 32.
Inchworm, inchworm, measuring the marigolds, you and your arithmetic, you'll probably go far. Inchworm, inchworm, measuring the marigolds, seems to me stop and see how beautiful they are. Everybody sing now.
We'll all be there now, don't be late. Gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along. She's right on time now, she won't wait. Gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along. Oh, when the train comes along, oh, when the train comes along. Gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along. Oh, when the train comes along, oh, when the train comes along, gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along.
I look like like you.
You look like me.
Except not to each other. That's cause we're twins born the very same day to the very same dad, mother. They looked at us and said, oh my, can't tell one from the other. We'll learn to tell them both apart. They'll dress in different colors. Twins, identical twins. But he is shorter.
He is taller.
He is funny.
I am smarter.
Twins, identical twins. We're not fraternal.
Not paternal.
Sometimes we're a little nocturnal and similar on the external. We're identical twins.
Than you 5 minutes and 10 seconds.
Well, you'll always call me your kid brother.
And it's true, I reckon.
You've got more hair on the top of your head.
Well, you've got crooked fingers.
How do you know that?
You told me so.
And so our story lingers. Twins, identical twins.
But he is shorter.
He is taller.
He is funny.
I am smarter.
Twins, identical twins.
Fraternal.
Not paternal.
Sometimes we're a little nocturnal and similar on the external. We're identical twins.
Sisters,
brothers too.
Sometimes we drive them kooky
by saying the same thing at the same time, like isn't that a fluky?
We're grown-ups now with wives and kids, with twins in all the glory.
They look like me.
They look like me.
And that's the end of our story.
Twins, identical twins.
But he is shorter.
He is taller.
He is funny.
I am smarter.
Twins, identical twins.
We're not fraternal.
Not paternal.
Sometimes we're a little nocturnal and similar on the external.
We're identical twins.
Those were the Canote brothers. The Canote brothers are Jerry and Greg Canote. They live out in, I believe, Port Townsend, Washington State. But I mean, they sometimes come this way to teach at the Alabama Folk School. One of my favorite experiences ever was having Greg Canote teach, I think it was Greg. I get him confused sometimes. He was teaching ukulele, but so, so much fun. The song was done on Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer's Dancing in the Kitchen, Songs for All Families. Before that, you heard David Holt doing When the Train Comes Along. And then John Lithgow did one of my favorite children's albums. It's more jazz-oriented. It's definitely got a big orchestra. But what you heard there was Inchworm, which was a song, I don't know if it was written for, but it certainly was one of my favorite parts of Danny Kaye's Hans Christian Andersen movie. It's just divine. If you've never seen it or if you've got a kid, watch it this summer. It's such a beautiful, beautiful film. All musical with that beautiful kind of technicolor. Has songs about Thumbelina and the Little Mermaid. But just, it's a beautiful, beautiful film. Well, it's about time to say goodbye. I'm going to leave you with a very short piece off of Raffi's album. I think it's probably spoken word. And listen to this. The words were written by Raffi, but it's a covenant for honoring children spoken by Raffi himself, the Dalai Lama, Jane Goodall. Hey, see, I play some classy stuff on this show. Someone named Mrs. Jetson Pima, and some Tibetan youth. Then if there's a bit of time after that, I think I'm going to go back to the Dance in the Kitchen CD, and we'll play the title song. Won't be all of it, but it's a Cajun tune featuring Carl Jones's daughter, Kelly, and Mark Savoy's son, who I cannot remember his name right now. But anyways, a Cajun tune seems like a fitting way to end the Sunday night. Take care, everybody. Bye. And we'll see you next week.
We find these joys to be self-evident, that all children are created whole, endowed with innate intelligence, with dignity and wonder, worthy of respect.
The embodiment of life, liberty, and happiness, children are original blessings, here to learn their own song.
Every girl and boy is entitled to love, to dream, and belong to a loving village, and to pursue a life of purpose.
We affirm our duty to nourish and nurture the young,
to honor their caring ideals as the heart of being human,
to recognize the early years as the foundation of life, and to cherish the contribution of young children to human evolution.
We commit ourselves to peaceful ways and vow to keep from harm or neglect these, our most vulnerable citizens.
As guardians of their prosperity, we honor the bountiful earth whose diversity sustains us.
Thus we pledge our love for generations to come.
Dancing in the kitchen with Mama and Mommy, dancing in the kitchen with me. Soup's on the stove, it's cooking real slow, dancing in the kitchen with me. Hey, dancing in the kitchen with me. Hey, dancing with my family. Daddy and Papa dancing in the kitchen with me. Baby brother gonna stand, reaching for my hand, dancing in the kitchen with me.